I have my audio here, Love my Talk music. Radio. I'm going to play for you.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone. Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all. And we are continuing with the last part of health and well-being with Viata. So I will connect you to our host, Viata, and her Facebook Live and the presentation on cancer and anxiety.
Right. Normal day-to-day life is triggering that fight or flight response in a way that starts to interfere with your ability to function. There are ways, though, that we can help control this. So let's get into this. Now, the first thing that's going to help for treating your anxiety is exercise. Some sort of physical exercise or activity can help decrease anxiety symptoms. And in general, it doesn't seem to matter what type of exercise you do. So find something you can enjoy to get your heart rate elevated and make it a regular habit. The more consistent you can be with it, the better results you'll see. Now, the second thing I want you to do is learn how to meditate. Meditation can help slow racial thoughts, making it easier to manage stress and anxiety. One of the types of meditation that you may want to look into is called mindfulness meditation. This is a practice where you focus on yourself, your breathing, and become present with yourself as you are. There's a lot more to it, so do your own research on how to do it, but a fairly recent analysis of multiple different studies showed that mindfulness meditation was an effective way to help deal with stress and anxiety. The third thing I want you to do is get outside. We've had a lot of patients lately who are worried because of other issues. They've been staying inside. This is one of the worst things you can do for your health. Get out in nature. Be around beautiful things. Get some fresh air and do it on a regular basis. If you aren't in a position where you can go get to the mountains or other beautiful scenery, bring that up in your house. Put up pictures of nature. Get some plants in the house. Get on YouTube. Even watch some relaxing nature videos. There's a lot of benefit that comes from just getting outside. The fourth thing that we find that can help incorporate some aromatherapy in your mind. Smelling soothing plant oils can help ease stress and anxiety. Surrounding yourself with soothing smells like lavender oil has been studied especially in the realm of insomnia and has been found to be effective in health. Find some that are calming and soothing to you. Give it a try. The fifth thing I want to recommend is kind of a combination of an exercise and a meditation. That's yoga. I first got introduced to yoga while trying to make it through an exercise program called P90X. I couldn't believe what a workout yoga gave me, but also the decreased stress that I felt after doing it. Yoga has been found to be a great way for you to work off that stress and anxiety. Now the sixth is get in and work with a therapist. Cognitive behavioral therapy and biofeedback treatments can be a great tool in finding what things are making you anxious and finding ways to be able to cope, eliminate, and deal with things that are affecting your life. Many of us may be hesitant to work with a trained counselor because of some of the stigma involved with it. We need to get away from that stigma, as it is one of the most effective measures that can help you from having this control your life. The seventh is making a priority to get enough sleep in your life. Sleep recharges the brain, boosts our mood and focus. Getting enough sleep will help you be less anxious. Most adults need anywhere from 7 to 9 hours of sleep. So find ways to make it happen. And if you're struggling, I have some suggestions on things that you can do on your own to get a better night's sleep right here. Now, number eight is eliminate the stresses in your life. I want you to write down all of your activities, everything that you're doing that takes up time in your life. Take an honest assessment to see if you're overscheduling yourself. Are there stresses in your life you just need to get rid of? What kind of changes can you make that may be difficult to give up that you know that are not helping you? Many times, much of our anxiety can be self-imposed. So take the time, build up the courage to confront those things that are making it difficult. Number nine is practice breathing. Take the time several times a day to just sit and breathe. I get multiple reminders of my watch several times a day telling me to breathe. Learning how to and making the time to take slow, purposeful deep breaths can help decrease stress and help you cope with anxiety that sometimes can take over. And number 10 is keep a journal. The act of writing down your life, writing down your experiences, hopes, your dreams, and worries can be very helpful and very therapeutic in controlling your anxiety. It gives a place where you can think out loud, keep track of your thoughts. It also helps you to look for patterns and figure out what makes you anxious. If you're feeling anxious, putting those things down on paper can help you see things a little more clearly and avoid having your mind run places where it doesn't need to go. Now, certainly, this is not a comprehensive list of things that you can do to control anxiety without medication. It is a good start, though, and implementing some or all of these things in your life can make a big difference in helping control them. Maybe you have something that works for you. So, go ahead. Let us know in the comments below what helps you to decrease your stress. Now, anxiety can be a very debilitating condition, and I'm not naive to think that all these things work for every case. Sometimes it gets to the point that it starts to control you instead of the other way around. If you find that doing these types of things are not helping, make sure you talk to your doctor or other healthcare professional because there are a lot of other options there. Well, I hope you found this to be helpful. If so, do me a favor. Go ahead and hit that like button and share it with your friends and family. And if your health is really important to you, make sure you subscribe, hit that notification button so you don't miss out on any of our future content. Well, thank you so much for joining us today here at Family Med. And as always, please remember to take care of your body because really, it's the only one you're going to have.
So that was I thought that was great comprehensive.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Top Think. Today we're going to learn.
That was a great example or great advice on many ways that we can reduce anxiety. So I hope that if you have any comments about that, was that helpful for you? Do you think you can work that into your routine? Along with what Dr. Christian Northrup is advising, and cancer prevention is really all about being aware of conflicts in your life from the time you were children to now. Because the way, in my experience as a German New Medicine practitioner and a person who's practicing mindfulness, is that being aware and conscious of conflicts and not staying in them too long. When you stay in conflicts too long, it affects inflammation of the cells. And I want to play something. Why is it so hard to cure cancer? This is a traditional view of the allopathic way of thinking. Why is it so hard to cure cancer? We get this information from most doctors, and this is what I would want you to be aware of, the perspective of cancer in the traditional sense versus a holistic sense. where you can really have victory over cancer and especially prevent it. Once you get that diagnosis, many people go into fear and worry. So let me find, and I want you to listen to the idea of why it's so hard to prevent it from a traditional perspective so that you can clear that idea out of your thinking, because it's old and outdated as to why it's hard to clear, to get rid of cancer. Okay, here we are. Here we go. Why is it so hard to get rid of cancer? Here's the traditional view, and then we're going to come back and listen to a more up-to-date view of getting rid of cancer.
Why is it so difficult to cure cancer? We've harnessed electricity, sequenced the human genome, and eradicated smallpox. But after billions of dollars in research, we haven't found a solution for a disease that affects more than 14 million people and their families at any given time. Cancer arises when normal cells accumulate mutations.
Why is it so difficult to cure cancer?
Or self-destruct. However, some mutations allow cancerous cells to grow unchecked and invade nearby tissues or even metastasize to distant organs. Cancers become almost incurable once they metastasize. And cancer is incredibly complex. It's not just one disease. There are more than 100 different types, and we don't have a magic bullet that can cure all of them. For most cancers, treatments usually include a combination of surgery to remove tumors and radiation and chemotherapy to kill any cancerous cells left behind. Hormone therapies, immunotherapy, and targeted treatments tailored for a specific type of cancer are sometimes used too. In many cases, these treatments are effective and the patient becomes cancer-free. But they're very far from 100% effective 100% of the time. So what would we have to do to find cures for all the different forms of cancer? We're beginning to understand a few of the problems scientists would have to solve. First of all, we need new, better ways of studying cancer. Most cancer treatments are developed using cell lines grown in labs from cultures of human tumors. These cultured cells have given us critical insights about cancer genetics and biology, but they lack much of the complexity of a tumor in an actual living organism. It's frequently the case that new drugs which work on these lab-grown cells will fail in clinical trials with real patients. One of the complexities of aggressive tumors is that they can have multiple populations of slightly different cancerous cells. Over time, distinct genetic mutations accumulate in cells in different parts of the tumor, giving rise to unique subclones. For example, aggressive brain tumors called glioblastomas can have as many as 6 different subclones in a single patient. This is called clonal heterogeneity, and it makes treatment difficult because a drug that works on one subclone may have no effect on another. Here's another challenge. A tumor is a dynamic, interconnected ecosystem where cancer cells constantly communicate with each other and with healthy cells nearby. They can induce normal cells to form blood vessels that feed the tumor and remove waste products. They can also interact with the immune system to actually suppress its function, keeping it from recognizing or destroying the cancer. If we could learn how to shut down these lines of communication, we'd have a better shot at vanquishing a tumor permanently. Additionally, mounting evidence suggests we'll need to figure out how to eradicate cancer stem cells. These are rare but seem to have special properties that make them resistant to chemotherapy and radiation. In theory, even if the rest of the tumor shrinks beyond detection during treatment, a single residual cancer stem cell could seed the growth of a new tumor. Figuring out how to target these stubborn cells might help prevent cancers from coming back. Even if we solved those problems, we might face new ones. Cancer cells are masters of adaptation, adjusting their molecular and cellular characteristics to survive under stress. When they're bombarded by radiation or chemotherapy, some cancer cells can effectively switch on protective shields against whatever is attacking them by changing their gene expression. Malignant cancers are complex systems that constantly evolve and adapt. To defeat them, we need to find experimental systems that match their complexity, and monitoring and treatment options that adjust as the cancer changes. But the good news is, we're making progress. Even with all we don't know, the average mortality rate for most kinds of cancer has dropped significantly since the 1970s and is still falling. We're learning more every day, and each new piece of information gives us one more tool to add to our arsenal. History repeats, but science reverberates. That's a quote from the Pulitzer Prize-winning book, The Emperor of All Maladies, A Biography of Cancer. We highly recommend you read or listen to this extraordinary book. If you visit audible.com.
So that was a very conventional, traditional perspective and understanding of, quote, cancer. And as you heard her talk about metastasizing, that theory is dying because the German New Medicine truth and facts are stating that cancer does not metastasize. I know that's hard for some of you to believe, but if you look at the proof and evidence that German New Medicine provides, you'll be maybe more convinced that that's true. When actually what has happened is, as the woman I played earlier suggested, programs are run in our body that create new cancers. For instance, bone cancer. When you develop self-devaluation, basically, I hate myself. I hate myself. That's when the bones become affected. And you might say, oh, the cancer spread from the breast to the bones. So actually what happens when a woman is struggling with breast cancer, for instance, or a man with prostate cancer, what happens is the self-devaluation can kick in and create a new program that runs in the bones. Now, here's another teaching I want you to hear about empowering the patient. So if we can get out of conventional therapy of cancer that we need radiation, we need chemotherapy. Chemotherapy, by the way, damages the heart. So the longer people stay on chemotherapy, the more it weakens the heart. And we happen to be seeing that today in this treatment for, quote, a viral or pandemic. Is what happens with the vaccine or the injection is it weakens the heart and inflames the heart. Many, many people are having myocarditis. Look up myocarditis. That's what's happening to many people who've been injected with these jabs, these poisons, these chemicals. Their heart just becomes inflamed. And oddly enough, that's what happens with chemotherapy. Chemotherapy weakens the heart. So we're helping you think about other alternatives when a doctor says you have cancer. It's really time to go sit under a tree and meditate and drink lots of pure water and ask yourself, what are the emotional conflicts, the emotional traumas in my life that I have not resolved? Forgiveness is where it starts with cancer therapy, forgiving everyone, especially yourself. Now, here's another teaching on empowering the patient in a holistic way instead of the chemotherapy drug way, prescription way that pharmaceutical industries recommend. We want to empower the patient to make choices other than putting more poisons into the body. And that's
cancer,
what...
the paradox we manage.
Paradox we manage, she
said.
Management.
The emperor of all maladies. And the rest of the time, it's one of the The robust emergent cancer cells are hard for doctors to understand. There are perhaps 40,000 affecting over 10,000 people. 500 of these are bona fide drivers. Comparatively, there are about 24 targeted chemotherapies and radiation. The manifestation of this disease in our society, its prevalence is embedded in each of our lives. Surviving cancer is more than kind of cancer. mind, body. Cancer tests the human ability to bend but not break, bounce back, perhaps even grow in the face of adversity. Shaping a mindset to remind us of the innate fear of dying, the joy of living. My personal story of cancer survival and struggle has led me to a passion of research in the field of integrative cancer care to help patients cope and help patients cope with the pain and distress of cancer. This experience has led me to endorse the necessity of education and grants for shifting Singaporean healthcare systems. Why? To promote open communication holistically. In October of 2012, my twin brother, Nils Bergman, went through, at the age of 13, was diagnosed with stage 4 lymphoma cancer and autoimmune disease. He stayed in Singapore and underwent intensive protocols of chemo, 4 rounds of radiation, 5 surgery procedures, and a stem cell. For Nils, the most humbling aspect of the disease was the agitation, anger, depression, and suicidal thoughts.
Unfortunately, I'm going to pause that because the birds are competing here. I'm so sorry. I apologize. I know you can probably barely hear her about empowering the patient because these birds are taking over. It's like they all of a sudden they're showing up in more than one or two. So I'm going to just kind of summarize empowering the patient means listening to your inner voice, listening to your mind emotional state, as the woman did earlier about being pissed off. I don't know if you heard that explanation about being pissed off and angry about things that happened in her life that she had no control over, basically. And that's really what happens, is that you end up having no control over things, and yet you still have these negative emotions about them. So empowering the patient means listening, loving yourself, and validating yourself. And then engaging in conversations with other people, therapists, that help you let go of the stress around events that have happened in your life. Birds, be quiet. So empowering versus attacking. That's what happens with most conventional therapies of cancer and anxiety, is attacking and prescribing. I had some information I wanted to share, but it's in my audio about Valium, for instance, being used for years and years and years as an anxiety relief. And it's called diazepam. And the problem that's come with using diazepam or Valium is that it's addictive. And people cannot get off of it without the help of their doctor or a slow, slow process of withdrawal. So when it comes to understanding anxiety and cancer, the key is to educate yourself on the risks involved versus the benefits. What are the risks of any drug you might be prescribed, any therapy you may just be prescribed, like chemotherapy damaging the heart, and Valium, for instance, causing more anxiety because you can't get off of it and you're addicted to it. So when it comes to prevention of these things, here are some anxiety herbs which can help you prevent the cancer cycle. And that can help you choose something other than a drug like Valium. And one of my favorites is ashwagandha, A-S-H-W-A-G-A. If you Google natural herbs for anxiety, ashwagandha always comes up as like one of the top 10, and number one, in fact. And I have used it so many times. If I'm tired, if I become really fatigued, ashwagandha gives me a lift. If I'm too anxious about something or nervous, ashwagandha helps calm me down. So highly recommend ashwagandha in your medicine cabinet. Number two is passion flower. Passion flower comes in tea, a lot of teas, sleep teas. You can buy passion flower and even ashwagandha. You can buy both of these in a liquid or a capsule. Go to your health food store, explore them, and then try them if you're experiencing anxiety or any type of imbalance. Try these herbs. See if they work for you. Valerian can be found many places throughout cities. I looked at this beautiful white blossoming, white flowery plant is valerian. And it happens to grow sometimes along the sides of roads, country roads, I found. You can find valerian everywhere. It just says nature is always ready to assist you in keeping your anxiety down and keeping your nervous system balanced. So these herbs along with kava kava is another really great herb for reducing anxiety, tension in the body. German chamomile. Ooh, love German chamomile in essential oil form. You can get that in essential oil. Put that in your lotion. Rub that on your body and just enjoy the aroma, closing your eyes, breathing in the aroma of that. And then one more, lavender. Don't forget, lavender is very, very popular to help calm the body, sleeping, and all of the benefits. Lavender even helps with burns. If you ever get a burn on your body, it helps with burns on the body. You put it directly on that burn, and it helps heal it faster than some other therapies. And then Bach Flower Remedy, B-A-C-H, Bach Flower Remedy. I remember when my sister's daughter was hit by a car and she died that evening, that her friend brought her Bach Flower Remedies to get her through the trauma, the grief, the initial trauma and grief of having to bury a child and say goodbye to someone you love. Bach Flower Remedies is just amazing, calming, homeopathic remedy. And that's the only homeopathic I've mentioned here because most of the therapies I've used are herbal formulas. But I would highly recommend Bach Flower Remedies as part of your regimen to calm the nervous system and the body that may be generating anxiety over wars, rumors of wars, and especially pandemics of the type that we're going through right now. I was at a meeting last night by the frontline doctor. One of the frontline doctors was there last night, as well as a nurse who's become very popular with her testimony about going to the New York Emergency Hospital, working there for many months and finding out how they're killing patients with remdesivir and ventilators. So just listening to them, I realized we have come so far with information that can help us stay calm and peaceful and enjoy the process of life. It's all a process that we're going through that we can easily manage with, number one, love and support from our friends, family, and conscious neighbors and friends. Conscious neighbors, move away from negative people and vampires, people who are taking your energy away instead of affirming who you are as a soul on a particular journey. Not being controlled by others, but people who are allowing you to do you and be the special energy you came here to be. And that's part of the healing and prevention of cancer and anxiety, is allowing people to move away from people in your life who are in conflict with. That's what creates disease, anxiety, and cancer is conflict, too much conflict in your psyche, in your emotions, in your mind. So we're learning to have peace We're learning to have peace. And we only have a few minutes left, and I'm going to just play Earth My Body, if I can find it, as a final meditation and to get into a place of who we really are in this journey. Let's just breathe out, in and out, together, unity, harmony, together, and the calming
body. Earth my body, water my blood.
Please come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Geret, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakor, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.